When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1895. Love yourself as if your life depended on it, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's hear this one from Greg, as we optimize your life.
Love yourself as if your life depended on it, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. Kamal went missing. We had been corresponding for over a year ever since I started this blog. I'm very grateful for the great friends I have met through this blog. It has been a totally unexpected but much appreciated benefit of doing this. Finally, I was visiting San Francisco, and after hundreds of emails back and forth during the prior year, I was getting all set to meet Kamal Ravikant. But he didn't show up for our planned breakfast. His brother, Naval, called him a few times. "He's at home," Naval said. "But he's not picking up. His illness must be overwhelming him today." Naval had a GPS specifically attached to where Kamal was. Kamal was very sick. This had been going on for months. He had gotten more and more sick. Some days he couldn't move or wake up. Other days he had enough energy to go outside, but only for minutes, and then he had to go back inside. Kamal's sickness was chronic. The doctors couldn't help him. He was infinitely tired, feverish, in pain, and it was getting worse. I knew from our correspondences that Kamal had been going through a hard time before he got sick. His company, which had once been well enough to raise a significant amount of money, was faltering, perhaps failing. He had recently broken off a relationship. A close friend had died. Often, when we attach our happiness to external goals, financial success, relationship success, etc., we get disappointed. Even when things work out, everything cycles. The happiness is often fleeting. When those goals break, the external pain immediately gets reflected into our internal bodies. Our emotions break. We feel sad, disappointed, in pain. We cling to the past happiness or our hoped-for goals that now have to change. It often feels like your arm is being torn off your body. But Kamal was trying to hold it all together to be fair to everyone within his company, the employees, the investors, the customers. He was clinging to the past, to the future, to everything and everyone except for his own happiness in the present. So his emotional body couldn't handle it anymore. His emotional arms and legs were torn off, and then his physical body broke. He completely broke down. I noticed he had dropped out of touch a few months earlier, and I hadn't seen his comments on the blog in a while. "What's going on?" I wrote him. "I'm sick," was his reply. He dropped out. But then he started getting better. He started writing again and telling me what was going on in his life. He started commenting on the blog again and interacting with the great community developing here. He was alive again. We finally ended up meeting. "How'd you get better?" I asked. What happened?" "I'll tell you the secret," he said. "I thought I was going to die. I was just lying in bed and couldn't move. I had a high fever and was in too much pain. I really thought I was going to die. Finally, I just started saying over and over again, 'I love myself.'" He paused and started saying it right then as if he were still in the cure. "I love myself. I love myself. I love myself." I would repeat it all day. As Kamal then says in the just-published book, Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, about his experience, quote, "And I got better. My body started healing faster. My state of mind grew lighter. But the thing I never expected or imagined, life got better. But not just better. Things happened that were fantastically out of my reach. This I couldn't have dreamed of. I found myself using the word magic to describe what was happening. And through it all, I kept repeating to myself, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. End quote. In the book, Kamal describes his transition from sickness into health and the other magical things that happened to him. He also gives a series of techniques and practices to try this for yourself in a variety of ways. And finally, he answers the dreaded question, what happens if you don't love yourself? Can you still get this magic into your life? Think about it, he said to me months later when we met in NYC. When someone is in love, they almost magically look better. I needed to be in love with myself to feel better. So much of what had happened had weighed on me until I collapsed. Now I needed to love myself. It became a mantra for me. As someone explained to me the other day, the word mantra has two parts in Sanskrit. Man, thoughtfulness with zeal, and tra, to protect. So by saying I love myself over and over, Kamal was protecting the thought, nourishing it, and the love was nourishing the rest of his body, his emotions, his mind, his spirit. Kamal is now completely recovered. He also figured out the solution with his business, and when I saw him in NYC, it was as if a gigantic weight had been lifted off his shoulders. He is so recovered that I can't recommend enough the book about his experience. The title, Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. He used Amazon directly, uploaded the book, and it became available within days after he wrote it. I'll let a quote from Kamal's excellent book close this post. Quote, if a painful memory arises, don't fight it or try to push it away. You're in quicksand. Struggle reinforces pain. Instead, go to love. Love for yourself. Feel it. If you have to fake it, fine. It'll become real eventually. Feel the love for yourself as the memory ebbs and flows. That will take the power away. And even more importantly, it will shift the wiring of the memory. Do it again and again. Love, rewire. Love, rewire. It's your mind. You can do whatever you want. The results are worth it. I wish that for you. You just listened to the post titled, Love Yourself as If Your Life Depended on It, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a big thanks to James. Well, a big thanks to Kamal as well for that. There's a lot that's out of our control, everybody. And while the degree to which we let other things affect us is often up to us, even that is not always the case in each moment. So if we can be vigilant enough to find and act in the moments in which we are feeling empowered, we can seize those opportunities to change the narratives about ourselves, as Kamal did, and ultimately develop more empowering moments because of that. And once our narratives and our beliefs have changed, well then, look out, world. It's that mind-body connection, baby. Kamal knows, he'll tell you. Thanks so much for joining me today, everybody, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. I will see you again tomorrow with a post from Becoming Minimalist, where your optimal life awaits.